I couldn't remember that. That
was a long his time brow ago. Frowned and so furrowed that you could plant seeds in there and they would sprout. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, sister mine.
Hi, what are you guys doing?
What up, Carrie?
Oh, they're debating Mark's writing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, let me get up and go into the other room.
Oh, so you don't wake Mike up?
Oh, no, he's awake. We were just laying down.
Oh.
We're getting ready to go to bed. Because we've had a long day. Okay, I'm in the other room.
Okay. So.
God, you guys, I'm itching like crazy.
Why?
I don't know. My whole body is broken out in some kind of rash. I've got a big, huge goose egg on my stomach that is itching. My neck and my ears have been itching really bad the last couple days. Now my whole body is broken out.
You've been messing around in the woods again?
No, it's too cold. Are you kidding? I don't know what it is. I am just itching like crazy. I mean, I am just broken out. I mean, I do. I have a big, huge welt on my stomach. And it's hard as a rock. And it's the size of baseball.
Really?
Yes. And it is itching like crazy.
Well, don't scratch it.
I can't help it. I am scratching everywhere. I feel like my poor damn cat when she had fleas. Maybe I have fleas. I need a flea bath.
I doubt it.
God, I don't know what it is, but it's making me crazy.
Probably a reaction to something.
Well, see, I thought... Okay, I was going to say maybe Grandma switched laundry detergent.
That's a possibility.
That I washed some clothes the other day in some laundry detergent. That it's a laundry detergent that I got from Grandma about a month ago. And it's been sitting in a bag. And so I used it all up the other day.
Probably too much washing detergent.
I don't know what it was, but man, I am just... But I see, I've been itching. My face and my neck have been itching the last couple days. Before I did laundry.
Is there any chemicals or stuff that you're using at work that's new?
Not that I know of that's new.
How about your school?
Let me think. Well, see, it's been ever since I got my hair cut.
Did they use any spray on you?
No.
They washed your hair, right?
Uh-huh.
Could be that, the shampoo that they use.
No, because it's not just my head that's itching.
Yeah, but you started scratching there first, didn't you?
Yeah.
And,
Huh?
That's very strange.
And now I've got a big welt on my stomach?
Yeah, that is very strange.
And, I mean, I've been scratching my stomach. The welt just appeared. And then I started scratching.
Well, you shouldn't scratch it.
I can't help it. It itches.
Stop scratching it.
I mean, just itches, like it's driving me insane.
Well, take a shower before you go to bed tonight and see if that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, down to wedding plans, huh?
Oh, God. I've got a headache over wedding plans.
Mm-hmm. That's why I thought we better talk because... The other night when I was prying around in your mind, it seems like you've got a stress factor that's way up there.
Yeah, I do.
You've got to remember that this is the biggest day of your life.
I know. Mm-hmm. I keep trying to remind myself that.
Yeah, so you have to tell them that it's... Yeah, they're invited guests and you expect them to play their roles. Everybody agree with me on that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they all agree.
They all? Who's they all?
There's Russ. There's a friend of Russ's and Mark's called Nicole. She's from Australia.
Oh, hey. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Russ.
Hi, darling.
And Johnny.
Oh, Carrie.
Yes?
I might not be able to make it, sweetheart.
You better not even say that.
I can't. When I talk to my mom, is like stressing over if I can't be there instead. I'm going to try to make them both. okay? I'm going to try to get 2 weeks off from work. 1 week for you and 1 week for her. Alrighty?
I'll understand if you can.
I'm working on it, darling.
It'll crush my heart, though.
I'm working on it.
Mark will be there, though. He's looking forward to it.
I know. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be there in spirit, but not in body.
That's okay. I know you guys will be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have it all recorded and everything.
At least I know you guys will be here. You won't fight with me.
Oh, of course not. No. Yeah, this is a very special day, having a big bonding like this.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. Hurt their feelings or made them upset, it changed it. I'm not going to do that anymore.
No, no. You're going to tell them that this is the way it is. This is why you're doing it this way. And if they don't like it, tough.
That's what I told them. I said, if it's going to offend anybody, please don't come.
Mm-hmm.
Just please don't come. I don't want you to be in here.
Yeah, well, you could do a Durandan marriage, totally in the bath. That would get everybody going.
Know, I've been telling people that's how the wedding was going to be. And I had one girl at school the other day. She freaked out. She said, what is it with you and naked people? I said, well, I think the human body is beautiful. Whether you're my size or you're twice my size or 10 times my size, it doesn't matter.
I take it she's twice your size.
Yeah, she's twice my size.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, the human body is beautiful. We came into this world without clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing is just something that man created because they were insecure.
Mm-hmm. What about the Durandan bodies? Do you like those?
I don't know. I've never seen one.
True, true.
Well, I've never, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she just freaked out. She didn't believe it. And I told her, I'm going to have a naked wedding just to see how many people actually show up. You're nuts.
I'll be there.
Out in the Midwest, it doesn't go over very well.
No, it doesn't. Russ says that he'll be there. If it's naked, he'll be there.
Oh, if it's naked. Russ, you can come naked. You can come any way you want. You can even wear that funky silver suit that you have.
Ooh. I was listening to that conversation earlier on.
I don't like that. I said, please, if Russ does, don't let him wear that.
Hmm.
But then there's a part of me that if I told you that, Russ, you would do it just on purpose. I knew I had to tell you just because that's the other part of me that says, oh, just wear it because I love you like that anyways.
Well,
but
I'll get it altered to my size then.
What do you say?
He says he's going to get it altered to his size. I'm going to put on the Kiri Monster if she wants to put in her whatever menu's worth it is.
Okay.
Yo!
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, telephone's beeping. Usual stuff, you know. You cool?
Oh, yeah, always.
Oh, coolness.
So what's going on up there?
Oh, nothing much. I made the race team.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I hear you're wearing a new cut, too.
Yeah. Well, I've had it for, couple weeks now.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I'm real short now.
Yeah, I heard. So I heard Tia told me.
I am very short.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, you're short compared to me anyway.
Oh, well, ha ha.
Mind you, you're tall compared to Tia.
Okay. Yeah. This one up on me.
Mm-hmm. So, wedding plans, huh? You want us to write out a wedding speech for you, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I didn't tell Tia, but I've got some really exciting news. Okay, Russ would know. Maybe. Do you know the Orlando Magic?
Yeah. Yeah, I know him.
Okay. You know the pastor for the Orlando Magic?
Right.
Well, we met him at a couple of functions, and at the last function we met him at,
right.
He remembered who we were. And we were talking to him, and I told him that we were getting married, and he was really excited. And I just kind of blew it by him. I said, you know, that would be great if you could be our minister. And he said he would.
Whoa. Who is he?
I am so excited. Because this man, he changed my life. You know, he helped me out a lot. With a lot of things I had questions about that I didn't understand when it came to Christian religion.
Oh, And I was trying to figure out who the Orlando Magic was.
It's a basketball team.
Yeah, Russ just told me, he goes, basketball.
Shaquille O'Neal.
So it's a basketball team. He is just an awesome, motivational, powerful speaker. He's a great guy. Just has so much love in his heart and warmth. And so he's got a youth camp to go to at the end of June, but he's not sure what day. So he told us to call him at home. And so we've been trying to get a hold of him. It's very hard to get a hold of him. He lives in Florida and he travels a lot. So tonight we tried to get a hold of him and we left a message and he's going to get back with us. I am so excited. If he could come down, he said he would do that. He would come down here. He would fly out here and marry us.
Oh, that would be great.
I mean, I was so excited. I was like, that would just, I mean, that would top it.
Yeah, that would.
That would just make it so awesome because he's just, This man changed my life. He really did. He changed a lot of things on the way I thought about myself, and the way I thought about just the whole Christianity, you know, everything, and how to put that in perspective into day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And the way I never understood it before, you know, and I mean, not that I'm like holy roller now or
No, I don't think you could ever be.
It's a different perspective on it. And he really helped me out a lot just by talking on stage. And then when I met him and then when he remembered us, that even blew me away more. You know, because this man meets tens of thousands of people all the time.
Okay. Now, do you have a dress for the evening after the wedding?
No, not yet.
Okay. Do you want me to sketch you off a design?
Ooh, would you?
Yeah, no problem.
I still haven't even got the bridesmaid dresses up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting them made. But I know what I want. I just can't. I have to get it down on paper. I have to get patterns for it for her.
Okay. Quick question. Do you want big, fluffy, short sleeves, or do you want a long sleeve? Do you want backless or a low neckline?
A low neckline and backless.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
No puffy sleeves.
No puffy sleeves. Okay, I can
and
come up.
Don't do bows well.
Okay, how about a little cape to go with it?
Ooh, that would be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be really cute. See, I didn't even know you were supposed to have an after dress. I really need my mom.
You didn't know?
I didn't know you were supposed to have one until a couple days ago.
I'll come up with something real flashy. Now, how about satin?
How about satin?
Yeah, something in satin. Emerald green, shimmering satin.
No, it can't be emerald green. It's got to match my colors.
Okay.
My colors are ivory, wine, and black.
Black. I can come up with a shimmery black dress with a ivory-colored... that's an interesting... I'll draw it down on paper.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're waiting on the doctor to arrive, and she's nowhere in sight. She is late.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like her.
No, it isn't. We'll find out what's going on in a little while. Okay, I'll let you talk with Russ, and we'll let everything finish up then, because you sound a little tired in your voice.
Yeah, well, it's 11. It's 10 after 11 here.
Oh.
And I have just been...
Well, it's only 10 after 8 up here.
Well, yeah. We're a 3-hour time difference.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, well, I'll let you finish up with Russ.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And Tia says bye, sister mind.
Tell her bye.
I will.
Okay.
How's it going, love?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
Ah, I'm doing really good. Busier than heck, working two jobs.
Why are you doing that?
Well, it's wintertime. We do that here in wintertime.
Oh, that's right.
You know, heavenly and all that kind of stuff. So how's school doing?
Oh, fantastic. No. I love going to school, but I hate the school.
Interesting. How's your stress levels doing?
Better.
Good.
I'm reading a book right now. It's called Brighten Your Day with Self-Esteem. I read 20 minutes a day. And it is better. Just because nothing's worth it, you know. I mean, sure, I might, like, stumble a few times during the day, but I pick myself back up.
Well, good, good.
It's not as bad as it used to be, but things are real good.
Okay. Hey, practicing on your personal shielding at all?
A little bit. Not as much as I should be.
Do you need any help with it?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'll try to do is I'll try to give you a call tomorrow night, probably around, if I can, 6, if Cara can remind me.
6 your time?
6 our time. You going to be there?
I don't know.
Well, I'll call and see what happens.
Yeah. If not, we'll be home later on in the evening.
Okay, well, I'll try every once in a while then.
Okay.
And we'll hook up.
Yeah, I'm not sure. See, we've got major ice storms going on right now, too.
Okay.
So you kind of take your chances going somewhere?
Well, we'll give it a shot, and that way I can talk to you more tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, love?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell everybody I said hi, and it was nice talking to Nicole and Johnny.
Uh-huh. That's it. Okay, love. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye, you guys.
Bye now.
I hate it when she runs by. She calls this trouble a memoir. She runs by.
Oh, well, that's curious.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that. She's debauched. Okay, thanks, Daisy.
Okay.
Oh, Kirin's got a message that she put the kettle on.
She did.
Yeah,
she did. And she didn't take my car for a ride.
No.
Okay,
see you guys in a few. Okay. Greetings and felicitations, everyone. Greetings, Johnny. Greetings, Nicole. Greetings, Russ.
Greetings, come on.
Okay, down to business.
Okay.
Do we have questions?
Adjunct.
Johnny, do you have a question?
Yeah. With getting ready for our survival thing, since cooking is my heavy, I was going to put together a list of staples and things that we should have on hand.
That would be very good.
Okay. After I put it together, would one of you go through it and check it out for me?
We will go it with our nutritional expert when you have completed it.
Good.
Nicole, do you have a question? Not at this time. Okay. Russ.
Okay. I'm getting set to go it up on the internet now at the work. I got the okay on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some good instructional manuals on how to get onto the internet through the survival magazine, so getting onto those Bay Area groups anyway. Input wise, I'm not going to have too much. It's going to be mostly reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to be watching and monitoring that.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to find out some more stuff. But other stuff that I read in there, I'm going to ask you about later, but I just want to give you that information for now.
Okay.
Good. I don't want to hog all everything here.
You guys got anything?
I want to help?
Yes.
If there's a decision in someone's life, you can't tell them what path to take in.
No.
Why not?
Because it is interference in your evolution on an individual scale.
No.
You can advise it, right?
What is your question?
But if you advise me,
I would be breaking the rules. The advice I can give you is what is best for you. What would make you happy?
I knew you were going to say that. Can you give me some good points and bad points about each of them?
Okay. Good points of staying in Australia is it's a stable environment. It is something that you know. It is something that you have a connectedness to. About coming to this country, it is a challenge that will keep you young because it is a challenge. It is a new adventure, and you are adventurous. It will give you an opportunity for more contact, more experiences that you would not otherwise have on your island continent.
This opportunity was anywhere in
No, I'm talking about because of Mark. Mm-hmm. If this opportunity was anywhere in Australia, I'd grab it. The only thing is, it's family.
Mm.
And friends. But not family. You do not have to break contact with your friends, family, and friends. Just because you are separated by a great distance doesn't mean to say that you no longer have contact with.
What about just your personal opinion?
My personal opinions are irrelevant at this time.
Why?
Because they serve no purpose in your decision.
No, but I
they serve no purpose.
Okay, I've got thanks.
You're welcome. Yes. You were about to say something, young lady.
Yes, I was about to say,
only when I have to be.
With Astro Travel, I'm trying to, learn how to, manipulate the mind to do it, and Mark's never got time.
Tia is the one to discuss it with. She is a natural traveler. And as for Mark, make him have time.
Oh no, he's worked on that, and he's always tired, and he's always at Teddy's place.
I see your problem, but pester him. He will teach you if you pester him. I believe what he is doing at the moment is teaching you a lesson. And what is the lesson he's teaching you?
Be eager enough to learn it?
No. Russ?
Patience.
Yes. I believe that is what he is teaching you.
You're just telling me to pester him.
Yeah.
When you pester someone, that's not being patient.
That is correct. Maybe he is not a good teacher, but what he does know and what he can teach is very useful information that can be used. Is that correct, Rob?
That is correct.
But he has very strange ways on teaching. Tia, on the other hand, is very keen on teaching people. And she has a very successful teaching technique. You still have it around, Rob?
The thing?
Yes. Okay. We will try that to start off with. That is, from what I am informed, is a basic astral travel, very basic.
When I finally learn how to do it, can I come and meet you?
Certainly. It would be an honour and a pleasure. And I believe you enjoy... I do not imbibe in wine myself, personally.
I can do without it.
Okay. I was about to say we will have some way of celebrating.
Okay.
Okay.
Last question. Carrie mentioned a bulge in her stomach, at her heart. Is going to be an effect of our shielding transfer?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Tony, do you have a question? Have you remembered what it was?
It has something to do with survival. I'm going to take some notes and discuss it with Russ.
So was it half? A fire half?
No, we were discussing about fire and fire building and some different things earlier.
Cycles.
Yeah, Russ and I were discussing various things about fire building and the environment and different aspects of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well.
One more question.
Yes.
Is Australian accounting much different to American accounting?
I'm not an accountant. If I was, I would be able to give you an answer. I have people that do accounting for me.
Okay.
Maybe our accounting system is different from your accounting system.
I just know that tax laws are different. Like, for instance, Nevada doesn't use pay tax, and whereas California does. I just thought maybe...
You would have to ask our analyst.
Okay.
And she is being a little bit boisterous at the moment.
Oh, bye.
Live long, prosper. And I'll be back. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. White, no sugar.
Carrie put some water in the kettle, but she didn't turn the stove on. So we've got a big pot of ice cold water.
That's Carrie for you.
I went up and I just turned it on.
Okay.
So it'll be a few minutes.
Okay, no problem with it. No problem with it.
Hey, how come you think you take the same as Mark?
Because he's the one that got me addicted to tea. That's what we used to drink when you first had astral travel doctor. We used to sit and drink tea, and you said one day, here, try it like I drink it. Because I used to put sweetener in there and drink it black.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. But I went without the sweetener and stuff like that. More flavors in that way. And I had very acute taste buds, as well as sense of smell. So that's how I drink my tea.
Okay, Tia.
Mm-hmm.
We have joke, we have business. Which do you want first? Or humor and business?
Okay, humor.
Humor. Okay. This is all about Lampito's Sidebar and Grill. All about the O.J. Simpson trial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did you hear that O.J. is going to try marriage again? Definitely going to take another stab at it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, at the Lampito Sidebar and Grill, the motto is, join us for dinner if you have an hour to kill.
I could tell you a derogatory joke, but somehow it loses it in the cancellation.
Darlene.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on, this evening, currency collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Peso.
Right.
Lira. Pound is teetering a little bit. Deutschmark is rising. American dollar is having problems.
Okay. Now, hyperinflation. Are we going to see that in scenarios A, B, or C, or all three?
Hyperinflation... a little in B and a lot in C.
Okay. Now, what I'm seeing, or what I'm reading here, is that possibly the government trying to fix the national debt by monetizing it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, hyperinflate the dollar, then devalue it and issue a new dollar, thereby wiping out the debt and us.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much so, huh?
Okay.
Whose idea is that?
One of the contributors to the magazine.
Oh, about the government.
Well, it's been done before.
Mm-hmm. When was it done last?
Why? Let's see. Let's take Uruguay for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with their currency lately.
Yes, I've heard about that.
I would assume that that's exactly what they did at one point.
Mm-hmm. And it's been done many times. Sometimes it works. Depends on the economic situation. Sometimes it doesn't work. If you take the Deutschmark in 1920s, they tried that and it made it worse.
Did they try to issue a new one then?
Mm-hmm.
it made it worse.
Yeah. And they were issuing new ones so often, it made it even more worse.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you'd have bleach marks that were okay one day, but the following day were absolutely worthless.
Now, our dollar bills are backed by gold, right?
Mm-hmm. To a certain extent, yes.
Okay, but that gold amount they're backed by goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we our values become less valuable.
That's correct.
Okay, cool. So what about all the gold that we have in Fort Knox?
Mm-hmm.
That's sitting there to back up our dollars, then, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, in looking at the future, we need food, fuel, water, and communication.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can start working on putting money aside in coins with precious metals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now in Cambodia, when the Khmer Rouge took over the country, Khmer Rouge, thank you, the country collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
But people still use gold and silver at current market prices they received over the radio to buy goods and supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming we can do the same thing.
Yeah, but the thing to watch out for is if they make precious metals illegal,
right?
Then you are in really deep trouble, economically wise.
You know, like FDR did with gold.
That's right. So what you do is you buy gold jewelry.
Johnny? The man over there.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Gold Dealer.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Because that way they can't take it away from you. Whereas coins and stuff, they can take it away from you.
Okay. Now, on the currency, with Situation A, mm-hmm. you mentioned that we don't have a problem with the collapse.
No.
Okay. That's merely, we're working with the same currency we're working with now,
mm-hmm.
just it's less valued or something.
Yeah.
That's how it is?
Mm-hmm. Less valued on the economic, international market.
Okay. So, in other words, money I make at work,
you still buy the same amount in your country.
Right.
But if you wish to buy foreign goods, it will cost more.
Oh, I see. Well, won't that encourage more domestic manufacturing?
Mm-hmm.
That's good then.
Yeah.
Bad for the world, good for us.
Mm-hmm. It's good for many things, actually.
Talking about other currencies here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
Australian dollar? Uruguayan peso?
Yeah. You know the rate for
that? No, I don't. Foreign exchange doesn't interest me that much. I'm more interested in stocks, bonds, shares, dividends, bull markets, and this bull market has been going for a long time.
Can you find out the rate for the Uruguayan Nuevo peso?
I can try. You want me to do that right now?
Oh, whenever you've got the time.
Okay. I was about to say, you want me to surprise you again with my computer skills?
That's all right, love. You're doing good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, something that was picked up from what's called, I guess, a Patriot radio station. I'm not exactly sure what that is.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look more into it. Is that the CID, which is the... let's see if I've got it right here.
Central Intelligence Department?
No.
Division?
No. Oh, here we go, right here. Is Criminal Investigation Detachment.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been hitting at some of the supply houses on the East Coast, rounding up all military meals ready to eat, claiming that they were in civilian possession and they were stolen. But basically, what we're looking at is, why would the government be trying to take all the MREs?
I don't know. I'd have to look into that. And I do have lots of things to look into at the moment.
Well, don't worry about it. I was kind of curious.
Speculating? Very good area for speculating.
What I was thinking. You know, I just thought to add some data to your... current list of things that you might not have on store.
Well, believe you me, I have lots of things in store.
Mm.
I've got a copy of the state of the nation address waiting for me when I get back.
Did you do that for that?
Yeah.
Oh, how's it going?
Things suck. Things are not well.
Okay. Anyway, like you didn't know that already, huh?
Yeah, it's like he's telling us something that we didn't already know. Sad, but true.
Well, I thought we could start working on making our own homemade MREs. We've got a whole list of stuff we can work on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Running out of time here.
That's all I got.
Ah, okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, with turning off the internal dialogue in our mind, do you guys have anything on tape? Does Russ or Mark have anything on tape regarding that?
I believe there's Nashville travel tape kicking in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which switches it off because you're listening to the tape.
Mark does.
Okay. All right, that's what I needed to know. Thanks.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Can you read my mind, Sam?
A little. You have a very close frequency.
Many more.
You have a very close frequency to Mark's. That's why Mark will turn around sometimes and ask you if you're okay, even if he hasn't been looking at you. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can tell that even though he's bubbly and bouncy, that he's not really.
We want to take him here. We want to take him out this Friday night. And I was only joking around that we were going to get him drunk. We just wanted to come out and enjoy socializing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mark is a bit of a recluse at times, isn't he?
Can you
talk him into it?
Yes.
I'll try.
He had to come out and drink water.
Okay.
He's right there underneath the pyramid.
Yeah.
Out of arm's reach.
I told her to be patient and relax.
You scared her? She ran away.
I did not scare her. If I could make Mark's fingernails do what mine do, I'd stretch your eyes out for comments like that.
I got my claws out the other day, Peter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Tell me.
I was just being a bitch.
Well, it's fun sometimes, isn't it?
No, wasn't
that
fun?
Yeah, but you kind of feel good afterwards a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh,
hi.
Of
that running session. Mm-hmm. Hey, what can I do for you guys?
What does Rodan mean?
I don't speak foreign languages. I only speak English and Syrian.
What's the word?
Rodan?
Sounds like
this
monster on
Godzilla. Yeah,
the
Japanese
monster.
Yeah, that's the only thing that came to mind for me.
Oh. Anyway, Kara. Check out my genetic essay.
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
Not this time. Got to stay away from second, didn't you say? Increase your intake in tomatoes, they might have a little.
Okay, which I stay away from.
Well, coffee for one. Yes, I'm going to
tea. How about
tea you could cut down on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But all the things that I would take away from you would take your enjoyment out of life.
Yeah, I'm not really, but I know which ones they are anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You do enjoy some of them, don't you?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Have I?
Oh, well.
Okay.
What about Kerry?
Kerry, yes. There's a problem. life. I'm still getting the pulse this time. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gingivitis. That's a older gun element that's been done away with.
Well, I think I'm getting it.